Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. If you are thinking about standing with a terrorist organization like Hamas, you are put on notice that in the city of Richmond, Colette McEachin, the elected Commonwealth's attorney, will not put up with your crap. If you are arrested, you will be forced to write a one-page paper on the First Amendment. One page. That's right. Ah-hoo-hoo. Not messing around in the city of Richmond, man. One page. Now, at the top, of course, you'll put your name. That takes up a line. You'll probably skip a line and put the title of your well-researched, annotated work there. Then you'll want to skip, two lines? What about dates? You may want to put a date in there and skip another line. And there's no indication whether Colette McEachin is making people write the one-page paper single-spaced or double-spaced. You know it's not being written on a legal pad because I don't think there's a freaking lawyer in her whole office. But I digress. All right, let us turn our attention to one or two or ten other things, shall we? Do you remember Mike Wallace from 60 Minutes? You remember his son Chris Wallace from whatever it is he used to do? Didn't he? He used to be a reporter, right? He was like sort of like a journalist guy. Well, now apparently he's doing comedy. I didn't know either. I really, honest to goodness, I did not know. But he is now appearing on that Stephen Colbert show. Let me give you a little snippet of that. Cut number one, please.
Now, the big news today everybody's covering is Jack Smith's filing in the 2020 election case, or rather his evidentiary filing, having to do with whether Donald Trump's actions were official. In other words, someone in office or someone seeking office.
Right, because of the Supreme Court's crazy ruling.
Yes.
I mean, we went for 250 years without presidents having immunity for official acts.
Right.
I mean, nobody talked about that with Richard Nixon and Watergate or Ronald Reagan with Iran-Contra. But suddenly, an official act, you couldn't break the law, which, one, strikes me as complete nonsense, and two, has resulted in Jack Smith having to write this brief saying, well, yeah, but when he did this, yeah, he was in the Oval Office, but he was using his private phone, so it was an unofficial act.
Richard Nixon,
yes.
Who features prominently in Countdown 1960. It's a beautiful cover. Don't even read the book. Just look at
the cover. No,
and show your friends.
What's inside it is even better than on the outside. But having said that, Richard Nixon, during Watergate in 1974, the Supreme Court ruled that he couldn't keep the tapes that were hidden. He had to, because it was involved the possibility of a crime and had to be turned over. So, you know, the kind of feeling in the Supreme Court seemed to be up to that point, the precedent was that a president, as opposed to a precedent,
was not
shielded from the law. So this
the
is
other
new
one
law
is
that
absolutely
the Supreme Court
funny.
Decided.
The Colbert, yeah, and, that's enough. Jeremy, just turn them off. I can't. I mean, Colbert teed him up right there by saying, you know, the biggest news that everybody's talking about, and it was obviously like a setup line because there's nobody talking about that. Nobody gives a crap about that. It is the least relevant 167 pages in America at this time. Two very unfunny guys trying to do comedy. I have an incoming message. When you have to do your one-page paper at the direction of Richmond City Commonwealth's attorney, Colette McEachin. You know, if you are charged with being in public, disturbing the peace, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, on behalf of a terrorist organization like Hamas, she believes the appropriate punishment is that you now have to write a one-page paper on the First Amendment. Do you have to write that in pencil or a pen? Does it have to be a product from a computer? Or could these children that you are now coddling, could they do it in their natural script, you know, using a crayon? Because that would be appropriate. And I would say maybe you want some extra credit. Maybe you write your one-page paper on a piece of construction paper.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe draw a little happy face there. That'd be good. Could you imagine for a second? Let's say that some of these idiots at VCU wind up at Hamas headquarters somehow, because that's where they want to go, right? They're all in support of Hamas. Okay, so you wind up at Hamas headquarters, and you're sitting around there with your fellow Jew-hating terrorists. I mean, because that's what Hamas is. And you're supporting them, so hey, have at it. I mean, I'm sure they have a lovely buffet in the afternoon and all that, but you're talking with these folks, and they're telling you about the punishment that they may have received as a result of being arrested. They may have been in a prison. Their home may have been destroyed, and you have to stand up and say, oh yeah? Well, when we were doing our pro-Hamas stuff at VCU, we had to write a one-page paper. So how about that, buddy? Pick your pronouns. Customs and Border Protection, remember them? They're supposed to be protecting us on the border. Well, there are priorities, apparently, at Customs and Border Protection. They've updated their computer system so that now you have an unlimited number of pronouns to use in your official government online profiles. Can you believe this freaking crap? It's insane. Absolutely insane. Optional preferred pronouns in Microsoft 365. Fantastic. That is wonderful. An online guide lists 50 potential pronouns a person may choose to use, but cautions everybody that that list is not exhaustive. Oh, well, it's exhausting, I know, but it's not exhaustive. Apparently, in addition to the 98 different genders that they've invented, they have invented at least 50 different pronouns. That's gonna work well. That's going to work well. Let me tell you about how we take back girls' sports for girls. Girls' teams have to stand up and be united in saying they will not play against boys. That's it. That's it. Period. End of story. It's happening. High school soccer team located, I think it was in New Hampshire, right? Yeah, soccer team in New Hampshire, Hillsborough Deering High School. Their girls varsity soccer team said they are boycotting the game scheduled against another high school because they have a boy who claims to be a girl on their team, and they're not going to risk the injury. They don't care about taking the L, which is good. Good for them. Good for them. That's an amazing group of young ladies, and we're seeing it on the collegiate level as well, which is good. We're making some progress. Will it shock you to learn that Kamala Harris has been caught in another lie? I know. She's now telling a different story about the moment when Joe Biden called her and told her he was not running for re-election. Now, if you remember, when she first told the story, she was sitting around with her family, including cousins, and they were all eating breakfast, and she had made a whole bunch of pancakes. I mean, she had a whole slew of details. Now, she says, she had just woken up and gone out and gotten a pork roast and started marinating it. I don't know if any of it is true. Even the idea that Joe Biden called her to tell her he was not running. I'm thinking she called him to let him know that he would not be running. I think that, I don't know, just feels a lot closer to the truth than the other one. And she just picked up yet another endorsement from a union, right? No. She just lost another endorsement. Now, you know, the Teamsters Union for 40 years has always endorsed the Democrat. This year, even though 60% plus of the Teamsters members support Donald Trump, they said we're not endorsing anybody. Okay. So Kamala Harris did not get endorsed by the Teamsters Union. The International Association of Firefighters, which has been a major Democrat Party supporter, and in particular, for some reason, they love Joe Biden. They just decided they will not endorse Kamala Harris. Now, they're not endorsing Donald Trump, but they will not endorse Kamala Harris. And a lot is being made of the fact that J.D. Vance was a speaker at their convention. They have 300,000 members. Now, some of those members are in Canada, but I guess now you don't actually have to be a citizen to vote in some places, right? I mean, yeah, okay. Maybe the Canadians will be voting as well. Who knows? I hope they don't get caught, because if they get caught, they might have to write a one-page paper. Oh, brutal. Brutal. I thought the Constitution protected us against terrible punishments, right? Isn't there something in there about unfair or extreme, or I don't know. It might be one of those pesky amendments. I don't pay attention to those. You know, we've got other stuff we got to talk about. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.